Parshas Bo represents a new beginning, or maybe a potential beginning. First Rashi says, really, the Torah should have began, in one respect at least, Mechorash Zalachem, which is not the beginning of the Torah, but it's somehow some fresh start. And it was a fresh start for the Jewish people, where they're itching to finally get out after all these makos and after all these signs and commitments. Hashem says, wait, we have to talk about Rosh Chodesh. Now, I like Rosh Chodesh. It's nice. We got to wear white shirts in school. We got donuts. Right. But why was that so important? That's the first mitzvah. The Torah really could have started there in one sense. Before you leave, you have to know one important thing. HaChodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chodeshim. Why was that so important? The Sforno and Rav Hirsch both developed this beautiful idea about the importance between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Rosh Chodesh. The Jewish people until that point were slaves not only in a technical sense, in the sense of having worked long hours, but as Chazal say, Avodas Parach means it was worthless work. They weren't doing anything. They had no tachlis. They weren't able to acquire anything. They had no satisfaction. They had no sense of accomplishment. Masha kana eved kana rabo. They didn't have anything for themselves. Their time didn't belong to them. And now, as they're about to go free, the main message is HaChodesh HaZelachem Rosh Chodeshim, not only as the technical laws of Rosh Chodesh, the technical laws of establishing Mo'adim, but a sense of freedom. True freedom, meaning being in charge of your own time. Being able to have the things that you do matter. Having the things that you do actually belong to you. They're still going to be slaves. They're going to be Abdei Hashem. So what's the difference? Abdei Paro versus Abdei Hashem. All the difference in the world. You work for Paro, nothing belongs to you. The time doesn't matter. You don't accomplish anything. Abdei Hashem worked maybe just as hard, but the time belongs to you. The schar belongs to you. It's something that's lachem. It actually matters very much. Then we're going to go free and be hefker. Maybe that's not really cheirus. Maybe that's hefkerus. But a true sense of cheirus required an understanding before going out. And it was important that it happened before they went out. A couple weeks before they went out, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they had to know, HaChodesh Zalachem, the time belongs to you. But the idea of time belonging to you, as epitomized by Rosh Chodesh, isn't only about a technical sense of now having control of what you do, having the freedom to make your own decisions, having the right to earn your schar. The halachas of Rosh Chodesh teach us the incredible role that Am Yisrael plays in terms of actually establishing what time means itself. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah has a drasha. Eila mo'adei Hashem asher tikru'u osam mikra'i kodesh chazal darshan asher tikru'u osam asher tikru'u atem. You establish the Rosh Chodesh. And there's a machlokas about this, how to establish the month of Tishrei, which affects how Yom Kippur falls out, which affects when you're chayav karis. So be it. Karis is a manifestation of a person's neshama, Rachmana Litzlan, being cut off from the Shechina. How can Beis Din decide when that day takes hold? But apparently we could. Asher tikru atem. You establish the metaphysical reality. You have that tremendous control by establishing Rosh Chodesh, by establishing the Mo'adim. That metaphysical control over time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a hand in establishing the metaphysical reality. When we take a lulav, and when we have to eat matzah, we establish that. How amazing is that? Also for Iber Hashanah, also relevant to the month of Nisan, establishing when Nisan is going to be to make sure Pesach falls out in the springtime, to establish the Iber Hashanah, the Gemara, the Yerushalmi, has an amazing din. Lakel Gomer Alai, Chazal say that if there's certain halachos based on ages, and someone's already achieved the age of 3 years old, maybe they don't have it. They don't have besudlos anymore. But then Chazal come along and they are ma'abar d'shana, and now they're in the previous year, and now they're still two and change. Besudlos chozros. The metzias changes. Life itself changes. How? Because Beis Din got together and they decided they're adding an extra adar, pushing off Purim. Rachmana Litzlan. That happens. All of a sudden, the reality changes. The metaphysical world changes. The physical world changes. How do we do that? Time itself belongs to you. Not only in the sense of freedom, in the sense of autonomy, in the sense of earning, and the sense of feeling accomplished, but in the sense of actually having control of what we do with our time and what life itself means. I think about this every year in Parshas Bo and also at the Seder, but somehow it works out nicely when it falls out around vacation time. For those who are going away on vacation, free time! What does free time mean? Free time! Time! Time itself, how we establish our time, how we use our time. We have tremendous control over our time. That's the mitzvah, Rosh Chodesh, not just the white shirts and the donuts. But time itself, the ability to shape Shemayim V'aretz. to change the way the Moadim fall out, to change the way that mitzvahs play out, to change the way that the physical reality reflects itself. It's a tremendous responsibility that we have. Tremendous responsibility that we have as we approach a vacation time period. A time to think about how we use our time, as we do here for Talmud Torah, for Tefillah, for Tzedakah, for Chesed. It's a tremendous responsibility to use that time as Bnei Chorin, as Abdei Hashem, to make sure before we left, before we had any sense of Hefkeres, to stop and realize what a responsibility is to use our time, to have that control of time. It would be Zochet to use this time period to truly come Abdei Hashem in the sense of having a maximization, if that's a word, maximizing all of our time, every moment, in service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. New York Times.